Hello, and welcome to Living and Loving Life. I'm Preston, and it's my very beautiful mom, Marianne.
Oh, well, thank you, Preston boy.
And today, we are loving how much it is to be on this planet. It's such a joyful time. And speaking of which, Mom, did you see Oprah today?
Oh, my gosh, I sure did. And it's just an amazing time that it's, you know, that now Oprah did this thing with The Secret. And it's wonderful because now more people are ready and they're open. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time to be on this planet.
Oh, yeah. Especially, I mean, can you believe they had all of The Secret cast in there talking about it. And some of the things they said were really amazing. Mom, where'd you get on that?
Well, basically, the one gentleman named James Ray Arthur, he was talking about, or I don't know if it was him that was it. I think it was Reverend Michael Beckwith, and he was saying for gratitude that you can never have anything else new come into your life if you don't already appreciate what you already have. And that's huge, you guys, because if you look around and you just see garbage everywhere in your life, then what are you asking the universe to provide for you but just more that? And so I'm just so excited because the time is now to full take responsibility so we can be the co-creators we came here to be. And then we can pull in the people of high vibration and high integrity that are so willing and ready to join us. And everybody's coming together. It's manifesting very fast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally agree on that. And it's really cool because, I mean, it's on Oprah.
I know, that's what's so cool.
I mean, thousands of people are looking.
Millions.
Millions, billions.
Mm-hmm, millions.
And they were talking about how The Secret can help with your love life, with debt. Debt. He said something really interesting on what debt is.
Well, basically what he was focusing on, that you don't want to focus on the debt, you want to focus on, you know, making a plan and putting so much aside, and then you focus on, you know, going into visualization of what your ideal life would look like. And then you just take so many minutes of that, and then you take action, though. You need to take action. And, it, you know, it's very important to take action. Like they said, even though it's not like a, sometimes it's not a step, it's just a step in your thoughts at first. And then that automatically just kind of pushes you, and then you'll be able to joyfully take action.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You know what? I think it was Reverend Beckwith. Did he say something about forgiveness and debt?
Oh, yeah.
Debt is unforgiveness?
Yes, that's what he said. And that was a new way to look at debt. And I tell you, it sure brought tears to my eyes when he was talking about that, especially when he talked to that one lady and stuff. And I could just feel her energy coming through. And, you know, you could tell that she was very emotional, and then when I was watching it, I definitely teared up myself. I mean, because that's it, you know, it's letting go of the old habits and then being appreciative of having all those things that were in our lives that maybe didn't feel so good at all, but like they were talking about it, there's a gift inside of it. If you just look for it and you get it out of the victim, the poor me, because trust me, I used to be one of the biggest, best ones in the planet, I felt, you know, and so basically I'm now allowing it to be a lot easier, and so I think more people can do that, but I just get that there is plenty, and the more that we share with one another, you know, I mean, there's nobody better and there's nobody worse, and we're all energy, and gosh, is it time to just stand up and let our energy just flow and just have fun. Let it allow it to be a lot more fun.
And easy.
Yes, easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And so, wow. Let's see. Is there anything really that inspired you from The Secret? Like anything they said or something? Because I really like that movie.
Oh, I like that one lady that was on Oprah that said she watched it 62 times. What I get that if you just put it on and have it even in the background, you don't even have to have the time to watch it. If you just watch it and just have it in the background, there's energy in that that will absolutely start clearing you if you just start allowing to get out of your own way, and that's very big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, that reminds me, speaking of gratitude, we want to talk about gratitude, this thing, because gratitude is great, and being grateful attracts greatness in your life.
There you go.
That's a mouthful. So, basically, what we want to tell mostly focuses about is, okay, first you always know about how everybody says to be grateful for everything in your life that you have, you know, and then you'll get more of what you're grateful for.
Right.
Now, the thing is, they never actually said anything about being grateful for stuff to happen in your life that you didn't desire, wasn't very positive, you know, and no, it's okay, because, see, me and Mom, we see that when you're grateful for, see, being grateful is almost like forgiveness, and like saying someone that did something really bad to you, you know, something just, you just, that person is, you know, not good in your eyes, well, you know, whatever, but just see them in the brightest light and just forgive them. Forgive them for what they did to you and like, be grateful because there is a lesson in it. Be grateful what they did to you. Forgive and then be grateful. I know it sounds a little absurd, but actually, the reason why you're grateful for it, because there is a message in everything, and it got you to where you are.
That's right.
And, Mom, I heard you were talking to someone, and they asked you if you could go back and change any of it. Would you?
No, not one bit, because I realized that even some of the hardest things that I chose to go through, the packages that come into your life, the gifts are not always in bright colored packages. You know, basically, they're some of the hardest lessons, but they were some of the most important ones in my life than I could ever have. And they're allowing me to be the person I am today and what will change and how things will come into my life in tomorrow. So I wouldn't want to be anybody else but me. And when I was growing up, it wasn't that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And of course, we're not saying that you only get, you know, lessons and stuff from doing it the hard way. You get lessons from everything, whether it's dropping some jelly on the floor or to reading a Guinness Book of World Records. You know, it's lessons from everything, whether there's no good or bad lessons.
Right.
You know, there's no good or bad because all of it you get feedback from,
right.
You know.
And it's a gift.
Oh, it's a gift. It's all a gift, you know. And you learn something from it. It's a learning experience, you know. And just play with it. Have fun. Because and there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I said, another learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like it's not good to beat down on yourself, because you talk about forgiving other people, but you also need to forgive yourself.
Right.
That's one of the biggest things.
Because
if you don't forgive yourself, then how are you going to love yourself?
Right.
Forgive yourself everything that's happened to you, whether it was your fault or not, and then be grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, Mom,
yes.
Do you have anything to say on your point of view of being grateful for things that aren't very, quote-unquote, positive?
Well, basically, like I was saying, it's just all the different things that have come into our lives and stuff like that. I now have so much more insight of the reason that it came into my life. And I go, wow, that's why I couldn't have done all these different things. because I had so many old habits and beliefs in me that said that I, you know, that I wasn't going to allow it to be easy, and, you know, that you have to work hard, and, you know, and it's a struggle and stuff like that. And boy, I'm just finding out that the more that we focus on what we desire and with, you know, with feeling and already just put it out there and then just know that it's coming, just know it, and then just follow your insights and your guidance. And I call it following the dots, you know, kind of like connecting the dots. That's what I get it shown to me. You know, that's my part in this, okay? Because you can't just sit back on your little butt and not do anything, because, you know, I've already tried that, and it does not work, because basically the universe wants you to put in your part, and your part is when you put, you know, your desires out there, then follow the insights, and it's just been happening so quick. And then, like last night, I basically just called somebody out of the blue, and other people said, you know, you couldn't call this person because they were a very well-known, you know, author. And I said, well, boy, I don't believe that. And I said, okay, angels, you got me. Are you there? Is this the time? And I called, and this lady's incredible, and she's a nice lady, and her name is Carolyn Evers, and her, like, her website is carolynevers.com, and it's wonderful. I mean, my goodness, and she just said, girl, you're ready, you know, can't wait, we're going to all get together, and we're going to meet. And I said, well, because I put out a belief that if a stranger is only a friend I've yet to meet. And that's the way I've been putting out my energy, and it's just amazing the people that are showing up. And it's so exciting, and it makes life so much more fun. And yeah, it's been tough. It's been tougher than tough, and I didn't think I'd even make it this far. But obviously, the time is now. This is our new life, and we're going to allow it to be a lot more easy and a lot more fun.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah. That just makes you want to say woohoo. Jump up and down and stuff. Also, while Mom was talking, something came to me, a metaphor or analogy about the whole, it's a gift no matter what it, you know, what it was.
Right.
Oh, think of it, okay, think of it as, say, a Christmas morning and you get presents. Now, see, every single thing under that tree, every single wrapped or unwrapped thing, that's it's a present. Now, see, when you open it, there's the judgment of whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say you open up a present, and it's like, well, always one. You're, like, so excited, right? Then you open up a present from, say, Aunt Betty who, you know, mm-hmm. that barely doesn't know. You just kind of came into town and just knows that, you know, you're a boy or a girl, so either get you a Barbie doll or a race car. And so you open it up, and it's not really what you want to say, that an ugly sweater. You're just like, thanks! Yeah, you know. But the thing is, later on, you, like, do something with that sweater. Like, you're walking down the street, and, like, it's, like, cold and wintry, and you see this homeless person who's, like, shivering.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at your ugly sweater, and you go, hey, and you give it to him,
mm-hmm.
and then now he's all warm and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lesson from that, and there was something good coming out of that.
Right.
Or let's see, say they got you a race car. You're not really a race car person, but you're a painter. Well, maybe later out that day, you get out your paint and you start painting the race car, and you do this awesome painting on the race car. You know, there's something good comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just gotta look past the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, also, that reminds me of another thing. Okay, today, I looked in the mirror, and I went, oh my gosh! I just felt great. I was like, you know, doing my hair, and I was like, wow. I really like the way I look.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that looking in the mirror and looking great in your eyes, that really makes you feel great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so So I just want to remind people to take care of yourself a lot and make sure that you love the way you look. Because when you're looking good, you're feeling good. But not looking good to, not looking good to you. That, you know.
All right, ladies?
Yeah?
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you. I wasn't sure that you had detected that I came on the line.
Hello?
Am I on with the show right now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's very difficult to tell. I'm sorry about that. I want to call in and make a little comment with you.
Wonderful.
I better turn my radio down just a little bit, though. Can you hold on just for a second?
Sure. Certainly.
Okay.
Okay, anyways,
new experiences.
Yeah, another great little gift.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm a first-time caller, actually a first-time listener, and I had heard you discussing The Secret.
Yeah.
That was on Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to see if I could just make a little comment about that.
Okay, okay.
I know you don't know me, and I don't really have much time to give too much history on me. I can tell you that, one, I'm in the top 1% of the world in IQ. Two, I have a very strong aura and have the ability to communicate with ESP. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, I've seen This Secret. Are you familiar with what disinformation is?
What is it?
Disinformation is a well-known tactic of when you present something, it's about 95% true, only to conceal a much deeper non-truth.
Okay.
And I just really would like people to take some things with a grain of salt. A lot of the things in that video are very, very true. However, they do leave out something that's very, very important that I'm not quite sure humans are ready for. The point where they slipped in saying, hey, there's no billboard up there telling you what you are supposed to do.
Right.
It's a genie, you know, in the world that allows you to manifest whatever experience you want, saying that good is more powerful. It really leaves out the idea of God, okay? And I am very, very close to proving scientifically that God exists. This will come out in probably the next year. People need to understand that if they are not thinking in terms of the connection with God, and I'm not talking religiously here,
right.
I'm talking metaphysically, I'm talking right. dimensionally and energetically, that isolates you. And what's going on in this world right now is people are being separated. This I can tell that you know, I can hear this in what you're saying, and you two are very positive people. But if people take it on as a responsibility of themselves, oh, I'll make sure that this will happen, and I'll focus on this and this, people cannot be trusted yet. And I'm just going to give a fair warning that if they try to take it on as individuals, that could set people up for something that they could never see coming. There are people that put that out there. There's a reason for it, and I just want people to think about it. I'm not going to say what it is, but just know that if you watch it, you will see that they are separating the idea of God. We are only a part of God, and it is very, very important, because if you do not include that, that is a cult. That is a perception that's localized on this planet with the entities and energies here, and that can be very, very dangerous. Now, look how fast, because people want hope, right? They want a fix. And it's catching on like wildfire. And people need to understand that they are part of a whole. Now, I can prove it to you real quickly, okay?
Okay.
Have any of you ever taken chemistry?
No.
Okay.
Well, not me.
Anybody can pick up an organic chemistry textbook and learn about how electrons and protons and neutrons interact.
Right.
Electrons exist in what is called tetraspace, and they only manifest themselves in the third dimension when a force is acting upon them, whether, say, reflecting on an atom with an electron microscope or creating a stream of electrons. they'll localize in the third dimension, move where they need to go, and then boom, they delocalize again. It's a very magic thing. When you start joining atoms together, electrons will do something called delocalize. They'll from going from the cloud that will govern one atom, you put two together, now they act in accordance with that whole molecule. Now it's a molecule, and all the electrons are governing that. And you go up from there to tissues, now to organs. And every time you go up in a stage or a scale, everything separates and governs that whole structure.
Okay.
Then you come up to a body, your spirit, and then you come up to humans. And the biggest problem that people are going to realize is that humans are no different together, cumulatively, than how all the parts of your body works together with itself, your spirit, your energy. That's very similar to the dark energy around galaxies. Okay, this is all the spirit. That's where the intelligence comes from. The body, as you know, is only just a merging point, a manifestation of your consciousness in any given time. All right. Now, I've already tapped in on how to use the mind to cure the body.
Right.
This only can occur with God. Look into electrons. There's a one. They exist in two phases, up and down, or in phase, out of phase. One is your mind. The other is the spirit. If you strip them, which you can, look into something called nuclear magnetic resonance, also in organic chemistry. One book can explain the whole thing. You can polarize somebody's spirit. And then with that exposed, you can use the same type of material, i.e. electrons, to create a new reality. Something like that is going on right now.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, basically, see, the thing is, I don't prefer the word God so much. I basically say universe or source or...
Exactly, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but see, I don't sit here and think that I'm going to do it by myself. I'm a co-creator with the universe.
We try to remind people of that a lot.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not against, the intelligence is there. I'm not silly enough to say it's going to be me by myself.
Yeah, no. God is a name.
Yeah.
But we are all, I want everybody to understand, and I don't have enough, it's hard, I can't say it in a few paragraphs, but I want you to know that the interaction between the orbital of electrons around one nucleus of an atom is no different than how dark energy governs a galaxy. And if you look up the mappings that we've created of dark energy and the mappings of the galaxies, you will see that is the same behavior all the way up and down. Time. We are already traveling in time. A lot of people don't know this, but people can do it with or without the connection to the entire universe, whatever you want to call that. There is one energy that's trying to keep that way, localized, individual, separate. If you don't believe me, I can give you a really quick proof. All you need to do, anybody can Google. You can just type in 8th grade test to 1865 Kansas. There's back in 1865, they put on an 8th grade exam for 8th graders. Try to take it. Most college graduates would fail it in the United States. We're being dumbed down.
Well, yeah.
Systematically.
Yes.
And I want people to understand that the secret is true. But if they start thinking that it's their own manifestation, their own little experience of the world, that is disinformation, and it's very, very dangerous. And I just wanted to get that out there. It's nothing is wrong with going back and just looking at some science and using logic, because those secrets do exist.
Right.
But there is a reason they're not giving the whole story. Believe me. If there wasn't an agenda with that, our government would never let it out. I promise you. Okay? Ladies, you're great. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
Take everything with a grain of salt.
Okay. Oh,
don't forget your connection.
Basically, I can feel, I energy test, and I can say, is this something that I'm supposed to be a part of, yes or no? And I go with it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I've definitely, let's just say, been through my own ATL, and... So I'm very aware, and I can, if anybody tries to do anything that's not for the highest and greatest good, I sense it miles away. I've already had experiences
Good.
And I passed it each time, so I am not afraid at all.
Okay. But remember, there's a lot of people that are not aware of that on this planet.
Well, then
those are
I
the
will
ones
help
that
them,
I am worried about.
You know, I'll help them by just being me. And then they'll, you know, because the last thing I want to do is say it's all us by ourselves. I'm not that. That's not who I am or how I believe at all.
Go
you
to
know,
a website.
I see us coming together. So that's
go
what
to
I
a
see.
Website called, it's www.sherryschreiner.com. And listen to the other side of it, not the extreme religious aspect, because I'm not religious myself.
Right.
As Bruce Lee, who would be a good teacher, take from everything what is useful and discard what's useless to find the truth.
That's it.
That's our motto.
That's
okay.
It. That's exactly what we say. We just go, you know, listen to your own heart, and your heart will guide you.
There you go.
And then let go of the stuff that doesn't work in your life. Please don't take everything we say, you know, as law or something, for heaven's sakes. We've
good.
Been given this information, and I finally got the green light to say, share.
Good, because I'll tell you, I've come out with this information, and the threats are flying and flying.
So what is flying and flying?
Threats.
What did you say? Oh, you know what? I can just tell you, I've been through
I apologize.
Some really intense stuff.
This is
and
this
what
is Dawn. Hi.
The more that I don't focus on that.
How are you?
The better I will feel.
This is Dawn. I apologize. This
hi,
is, I'm in the background. I hope you can hear me okay.
Heck yeah.
Okay. I pulled that individual off. If that's okay.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah.
a good idea.
And just for my, it was interesting. I visited SherryShiner.com, and from me to you.
Right.
Self
here. Oh, you know, I got to tell you, I just wish that it's hard for me to explain. When I don't like something, I don't like to talk something, talk much about it. And, you know, that's a website to me that carries a very strong emphasis on exactly fear. And it, you know, it bothers me.
It definitely felt that way.
Yeah.
But you know
yeah.
what? It's okay because basically, you know.
Now, the reason I pulled him off is because I felt you guys were wanting him. You know, I kind of got
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, I just wanted
and
him.
And we're talking about it on the air, and I know
yeah.
that.
I'm not stupid. Okay.
your audience is listening to this, so I just wanted to get it kind of straight what I was feeling and
awesome.
Thinking and hope I didn't. Overstep anything. I mean, that's.
I think, and you know what? Everybody has a right to share.
Well, exactly. That's exactly my thought.
The thing that I want to say is, you know.
Everybody has their rights to their opinions. That's the beauty of it.
And you know what? He's perfect for where he is.
It's a beautiful world. That's exactly so.
That's it. And so I see us coming together.
Well, I'm going to let you come together on the air. I'm gonna get off.
Well, I appreciate you, Don.
Oh, you know, I love having you guys on the air, and just thank you for being a part of this.
You're welcome. Well, we believe in what you're doing, and we're going to assist in any way we can.
Well, we believe in you.
That means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Bye. So, that reminds me. Mom?
Yes, Beckon?
When you don't want to, when you have people in your life that you don't really desire, don't you have an affirmation to attract only high vibration people?
Yes, I do. But you know what I wanted to say is, you know, that guy, he has a right to say what he said, okay, but then, you know, each person, it's time to make our own decisions and our own choices and really listen to your heart. You know, that's what I get that's very clear because, yes, I've had some really intense things happen, and it wasn't from the highest vibration at times, but discernment is my number one gift. I've been through my own hell, more than I can tell you guys, okay? And you know what? This is what I get. Our perception of what this world is going to be huge, okay? So, you know, think about what you want in your life, and I never wanted to put it out there that, you know, about that there is, you know, no connection with the universe. It's not just you. No way. It could never be. you know, but it's us together. And I see us coming together, and I see more people just letting their light shine and stepping up and just allowing it to be from love and ease. And you know what? We can help one another. And that's what I see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So allowing it to be easy and clearing the blockage that's stopping you from loving yourself unconditionally. Did you want to tell me something about that?
Okay. Well, basically, let's just say some things come up in me, and it was pretty, you know, it was pretty intense. And I wasn't really treating my partner very nice, and I had a side of me that was kind of controlling, I guess. And so basically, it was desire. We do EFT and SRT and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I just got it so strong, and it was a program that I had that was desire to punish by forcing my will onto others. And we found out that there was belief in that. And as we were doing the EFT and going through and, you know, and clearing that, I was seeing the patterns from my family and stuff like that. And I realized I picked it up from them, and they picked it up from their line, you know, farther back. And then all of a sudden, we got a thing that I had blocks to receiving unconditional love. I had been, you know, used to having a habit of only having conditional love. Like, you know, I'll love you if you wash the car today. And, you know, and I'll love you if you get this book and do your homework.
If you're not snippety at me.
Yeah, if you're in the best mood only and stuff like that. And we did this clearing, and my friend that's a dowser looked at me and he said, Marianne, your face changed. And so I had blocks from age 3 to age 16, and it is amazing because all of a sudden I realized that I didn't treat my partner very nice, but I couldn't have because all I could feel was conditional love. And now that I've cleared those blocks, now I really can allow it to be easy. And so I just want to say that I so appreciate my partner, and I'm glad that he stayed around because at times it wasn't that easy to be with me because at times it was hard to be with me just by myself. And so, but now I understand it, and I'm getting just the most amazing feeling, and I'm just so grateful. But, you know, I chose to go through all that, and now I'm letting it go, and now we're helping other people, you know, because they're checking in, and they're like, well, maybe I need to check into this. And we found out it's kind of a pattern that some people have. And so we're doing, you know, we work with people to assist them. And then we help them be their best that they can be. And then what's happening is they go out and they assist others. And then if we all just assist one another and stuff like that, then that helps everyone. And then just remember to have fun and don't always try to look for something to, you know, to change.
Fun, 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 fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. Which reminds me, I wanted to talk about the creative energy that's coming up, especially today. I just feel it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's lifting up from your toes up to your head. I mean, I just want to tell people that whatever you do, put so much creative energy into it because what you have to do, that's not creative. That's just telling you have to do.
Right.
Homework, you know, oh, I have to do it. What you choose to do, that's creative. Because you say, okay, say, for instance, I was cooking dinner for someone, and Mom was like, okay, could you cook dinner for sushi? Mom does it, but I did it. And so they say, oh, no, I have to cook dinner. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. I can, you know, I can put some spices here, and I can cook it this way. You know, I can cook it any way I want. That creativity was just flowing, flowing, and that made it funner. Or, like, say, Mom wanted me to go and do the groceries all by myself. She was, you know, in the car, she's like, woohoo, to music. And I went to go, and so instead of going, oh, I have to do the groceries, I was like, oh, my gosh, I get to do the groceries. I get to choose what we pick. I can go, oh, yeah, I can get this, and I can get that, you know, and be, like, totally excited because the creativity, see, it was creative, and it was in my control, you know. I could be like, you know what? I always wanted to try those marshmallow puffs and, you know, put it in there and stuff. It was just, I was so excited because I was the one who was doing it. I mean, I got to choose.
Freedom.
Freedom.
You got to choose.
And that's what made the creativity flow in there. So I just want to remind you to, whatever you do, put so much creativity in it. Make it your own. Spice it up and present it. Even if it's even just brushing your teeth.
Yeah. The person, you going to tell them about your cool thing that you are going to be able to be a part of?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh, rehearsals are, like, in a week, but I wanted them to come sooner. But I'm just, you know, having fun and flowing and flowing and flowing. And then I'll get there. But, anyways, I got a lead part in this play called High School Musical. It's also a movie. Some people have heard of it. And it's from Disney. And it's a musical with a lot of singing and dancing and acting, of course. It's going to be at Crater High on April 18th through April 22nd. And I'm so excited because I love the stage. Anyways, if you want to see me perform, just go to Crater High School. April 18th to the 22nd are the shows. And
in Oregon.
In Oregon, of course. Unless there's some other Crater High. But, yeah, that's in Central Point.
Right.
So, anyways.
And it's your first professional level.
Professional level play. And there's going to be lots of dancing, a lot of dancing. Oh, and anyways, it's by the CMTO, Children's Musical Theater of Oregon.
Right.
And you can check it out at cmtoregon.org.
There you go.
They have a very nice website, and I hope you see you there. I mean, I hope I see you there, because I just can't wait.
And it's going to be covered by TV and seven different radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be advertising it. And yeah, this is what we're talking about, how things are manifesting very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah, because every 1-11 or 11-11, I go out and I'm like, oh, yes, it's so awesome, you know. And I'm saying all the stuff I want, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got, you know, I keep on saying about acting and singing. I want to act, sing, and dance. Boom, this musical just came right, flown along the audition, and I got a lead part. I'm so excited.
Yes,
lots of singing and dancing and acting, and that's what I was manifesting, singing, dancing, acting.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
What, Preston?
Speaking of which, the whole secret, we're talking about being grateful for what came to you.
Right.
Even if it's positive or non-positive. That reminds me of what we're part of. Thank God I.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell a little bit more about it? Because I want to know more about it.
Well, basically, Thank God I is going to do like a book series. And it's for the different ones that, like what they were saying on Oprah, how important it was. That, you know, if you look within, even anything that we've named as bad can be a gift in it if you look deep enough and you've done, you know, emotional work around it to, so it doesn't have such an owie in your heart. And so they're going to be doing a book series like they've done one that said, Thank God I Had Cancer. And with a title like that, a lot of people kind of went, what? How can you say thankful for that? But it, you know, it helped them get to different places in their lives that without it they would have never gotten, you know. And so it's very exciting, and I'm going to be a part of it also. And, you know, opportunities come, and what I do is I just energy test, and I ask, and if I get yes, then I go for it. And so that's what we're going to do, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, it will, because fun's all what we're all about.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to let people know that to let go some of that excess energy, especially when you're feeling kind of like blah, 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 to kick off your shoes and Footloose. You know, dance. And I don't mean choreography. I mean just blowing. I mean, it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're just wiggling around like a worm or something.
Yeah.
Or if you're like hopping and bopping. Just flow to the music.
Yep. Because then that'll help remove any of the stagnant energy that's in your energy field.
And that way, you're completely clear, and when you're clear, you're excited and happy and joyful. Everybody take deep, deep breaths now.
Deep breath, everyone. Let it all go.
Yeah.
That's what I've been finding out, that it's hugely important for me to be the best I can be, and that's by taking a deep breath a lot more, because not only does it bring oxygen to your cells and stuff like that, but what I've also found out is that it will literally start clearing you of stagnant energy in your energy field, and that will in turn allow your organs to move and flow, and then you can manifest with the universe so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Ah, it just makes me want to get up and dance right now. What was I going to say? Right. Okay, no, I don't remember. Anyways, we just want to let you know, and mind you, to let things flow easily and effortlessly. And, yes, that's what I was talking about. Deep breaths. Take lots of deep breaths and ground yourself.
Right.
It's very important to ground yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be out there here going, woo!
Right.
But you can also be grounded into Mother Earth.
Right.
And, Mom.
Very powerful.
Lots of people have ways to ground, but what's the one that we use?
To ground?
Yeah, don't you? How do we do? We just like focus, take a deep breath, and then we just like see it bright.
Yes, we see like what we do is we have like either cords or like tree branches going way down into Mother Earth, and then we give it a good pull to make sure that it's really secure. And then what I've been doing now within just probably about a week or so. I've been claiming things. I now claim to be the wealth being that I came here to be. Allow it to be easy. Bring up the things that are still standing in my way that, you know, are an old habit. And I promise you that I will take the action that is needed so then I can allow it to be easy. And that's what's happening now. And different people that I've talked to said, Marianne, you're at your tipping point. Well, when you get to your tipping point, that it automatically just starts shifting everything and you allow it to be easy. And to me, that's what, you know, that's huge in life. And then what I do is I realize that people are perfect right where they are. And if, you know, but then people come to you and ask for, you know, what do you do? And what I say is, you know, you're just right where you need to be, okay? But then if you decide that you want to change some things, okay, here's some things I'm doing. So take what works. And you know what? When it works for you, then share it with others, guys. Because you know what? I'm from plenty. That's what I realized from the get-go. I'm a being that's from plenty, okay? I'm a human being that's from plenty. And so I know that there's more than enough of everything to go around. And so it's going to be real important that you listen to your own heart and you can just feel it. And the way I do it, I'll be on the internet and I'll say, universe, guide me, direct me. Okay, now who am I supposed to be a part of? And I put my hand on it and I can feel the energy, and then I'll be on a website and I can feel the energy in my solar plexus. And the way it goes for me is either like a butterfly's wings or maybe a hummingbird, but it's kind of like a whoop, and it's instant, and it's yes, okay? And then another thing that I do lately, when I go to if I'm going to find out if I'm supposed to go to a place, well, basically I just forward that into that time, and then I go to that place, and then I see how I'm feeling. I just feel it. And I've done that with different meetings, and I felt dread being there. And so that was my thing. That's my sign that it's not for my highest and greatest good to go to that meeting, even though I love that meeting. And so that's what I get, is just really remember, try to be as flexible as possible, and then just come, you know, a sense of humor is huge, guys, you know. Try to remember to not take things so seriously, because it can get pretty intense at times. And just really surround yourself with people who can really see who you are and love you. Love you. And love yourself, man. Just really be kind to you. And then more people, you know, with your vibration will come in. And then it'll be a lot more fun. And I'm here for a lot more fun. I've already had the tough, and I'm kind of like, I really want to just choose again. I think that's what people want. They just simply want to choose again. Give me a choice. Don't tell me I have to do anything, okay, because it's a choice. And that's where I'm at. I'm at choice point. And so then I ask, you know, for the different people that are a part of me, and if someone said, you've got to do this, I'll go, I don't have to do anything anymore. I choose to do it. And then I joyfully do it. I do it from that place instead of a have to. And I take steps, and, you know, and boy, I'm learning with every one of all of us. You know, we're all learning. And so, you know, what I get is, you know, we're no better or no worse than anybody else. But, guys, we are very powerful energy now here, okay? And it's going to be just real important that you listen to your own inner guidance. And I don't care what anybody else says around you, just, you know, because there is some fear that's out there, okay? But what I have found out is that if I push against something that I'm against, then my energy goes out, leaves me, and pushes against me. And that doesn't make very much sense to me anymore. So what I do is I be the change that I desire to see in the world. I am going to be me wherever I am. I've fully stepped up and said, yes, we're ready, let's go, guys. And, you know, the more we take a step, there's more other people that I want to say, we're no different than you guys. You can take that step, you know, and do what you really always wanted to do. You can really do it. And that's what I just want to share with you. And I so appreciate you guys that listen. It just makes me so excited, because I was so scared to take the step and actually do this. But you know what? Fear's not bad. It's just kind of like it gets energy going, and, you know, and sure, you feel the fear, but you do it anyway. I energy test. If it says do it, then you're doing it. I do it. And everybody's at choice point, and that's what I think what's here now. So what I would just say is just remember, it's your own perception of what you see in the world, and really just really have very loving and supportive people around. That's what I do, and we love life. And I wouldn't change to be anywhere else, because this is a gift. And I tell you, I've grown up a lot in the last 3 years, man, a lot. And I'm just grateful for all the people that have come into my life that have taken the time to share with me. And then I'm so grateful for the ones that totally made me want to bite nails and, you know, and spit them into the wall, you know, from the frustration. But you know what? They were one of the best gifts I can ever, ever, you know, realize. And so that's what I get. I just got a message. It was so strong, you know, that the people that come into your life, a package, a gift, is not always with, you know, wrapping and a bow. It can be some of the most intense. But gosh, man, it got me out of that situation, and it brings up the contrast, and then you make the step, and then you just, you know, you just take the step, and then that's what you do. So go, Preston.
I'm just feeling so great. I mean, what you said is just like a whoosh, like a breath of fresh air. I also wanted to say something about chakras. Chakras, Carol Tuttle said that it's really important to clear your chakras. And so every day what we do is we name the colors of our chakras, starting at our feet, ankles,
mm-hmm.
and then go up to, well, Mom knows more about it, but...
Yeah. Well, I just say, okay, universe, now I desire my chakras to be cleared, and I put my hand in front of my ankles, and I just go up, and I said, clean, clear, balance, harmonize, energize, clean, clear, balance, harmonize, energize. And I do that all the way to the top. And then another friend of mine, Rennie Davis, he was telling us that he didn't know what this was, but he says it calls in all the assistance of the universe. So basically you kind of put your arms out and you put, you know, you put your arm out and then you count. And one is in front, and then it goes down all the way to your, you know, to your shoulder, and you count to four, and you do it on each side. And I do that, and I said, I now joyfully ask for the assistance of all high vibration energy to assist me in my path now. And I go one, two, three, four. And then the other thing that I found out that was huge that I never did when I was growing up, boundaries. I now put in loving, kind, important, powerful boundaries, and I just do it, and I point in every direction with my arms. And then I basically put my arms up in the sky, and I, with my feet, you know, with my shoulders, arm, legs, you know, feet and shoulders about the same way with my arms up, and I say, okay, universe, I am so thankful and so appreciative. I love you, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Central Sun. This is the most amazing time to be on this planet. Please just allow me to be the bright light I came here to be. Keep bringing in the people and places and events that are ready for us, and we can work together and we can share with one another. And I'm so thankful for all the wonderful people that I've met, and even for the ones that weren't so wonderful when I met them, but I get it. They're all a gift. And so then I basically go, yes, 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 yes. And then I go and I lock up just like that. And then I do that in the morning. And then I'm just so thankful to be here. And that's what we do.
Well, let's see. Oh, wow.
What about the new energy that's here?
The new energy that's here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new wave of energy of all about love and love and love.
Yeah.
It comes up, you know, it's like rising and it's like a wave. And it's just, and now it's time to ride the wave of love.
There you go. Ride the wave instead of finding yourself beneath it. And so you just position yourself and you realize, you know, it's going to be very important that you ride the wave. And then as the wave is coming through, you know, you can just ask for it to clear anything that is not for your highest and greatest good. And then you just ask for it to bring in more unconditional love that you can show yourself and you can show others. And then, you know, the more that you just let it do that, the easier it's going to be. But just remember, right where you are is right where you need to be. And so, you know, you don't have to change, okay? And we appreciate everyone right where they are because, you know, they're a part of this universe. And each person has got a part that's huge. And so that's why it's so important that we turn and help one another, you know? And that's what I've been doing a lot more. And now I call in the assistance of all the universe and people are coming. And it is wonderful. But just remember to give back, because that's huge this year. Give back, and what it is a lot of emotions are going to be coming up, and I'm sure they've already come up because they've come up in us. But we have choices, and we can either, you know, have the same experience again and expect a different result, and that's not exactly the best way to do it, or we can simply choose again, and we choose different this time. And then we'll learn the lesson, and we're thankful, and we're appreciative, and we just let it go. And then it just becomes that much more fun. And like I said, I desire a ton more fun and loads of more laughter.
Laughter, laughter, laughter. That just reminds me, I want to talk about how much laughter is important. I mean, laughter, it clears the soul, it brings joy. It just, it makes your vibration higher, sets your aura, just blazing of beautiful gold light. I mean, so I advise you to go get a funny movie, sit down with your family or with yourself and enjoy it like a delicious dessert.
That's good. That's very good. It's huge. It's very important to laugh more, because when you laugh more, then you vibrate at a higher place. And when you vibrate higher, then opportunities more come to you. And guess what? More people want to be around you, because, you know, if you're only complaining about what's not working in your life, then that's not very fun to be around, guys. And I used to do it constantly. But now I realize, you know, just how important it is to not sit there and focus on what's not working and just really come from a place of gratitude, even when it shows up as not so much fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I just want to remind you a quick few things. I haven't said it in the time, so I'm going to say it now. I just want to remind you about angel readings.
There you go.
If you're interested in angel readings, and for those first-time listeners, basically what angel readings is, I see your angel, and then I tell you messages that your angel has been trying to tell you. So your angel's kind of like this phone message thing, and that's lots of messages, right? And say you've been away on a trip. Well, I'm here to go play the message and tell you, oh, this person called and that person called, you know. That's basically what I'm telling. I'm telling what your angels are trying to tell you, you know. And so if you would like to have one or interested in knowing more, you can contact me at my email, crystalrainbowcelebration@yahoo.com. crystalrainbowcelebration@yahoo.com. Or you could also go to divinelyguided.net. That's our website, and that's where you can learn more about it and prices and such. And, yeah.
And what I'd like to say is basically I really get it's time to support the not only the Indigo Crystal children and adults, but anybody that's taken that step and saying yes, because it can be kind of scary. But, you know, they're here to help us be the best we came here to be. So I just say, you know, let's help them in any way we can.
Yeah. Oh, and just to remind you, everybody, so everybody knows, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I'm her son.
Yeah,
just wanted to let that out. So we only got a couple of minutes left. So let's just say our divine goodbyes or anything else you'd like to say that you didn't get to say.
What I would say is that tomorrow and like the 11th is very powerful energy. And one of the places you can go that I found really good information was Spirit Light, and it's LITE.com, because the lady's name is Dr. Meg Blackburn, and she's got like a newsletter there that was very good, and it's got very powerful information, because the 9th is a very powerful time, and so is the 11th, and then the 14th is also very powerful. So, you guys, we're not in Kansas anymore, and I'm getting
over the rainbow and beyond. Let's click those together.
But, you know, I really appreciate you guys listening and stuff like that. And here's what I'd like to say is there's plenty of room here for anybody else that wants to join, because, you know, everybody has a right to just share what's on their mind, you know. And, you know, it's just wonderful, and we're so grateful that we've been given this chance. And we've met some awesome people, and we love to share information, and we love to receive information from different people, and because they give us ahas and insights all the time. And then what I do is I just share it with others, and that's what I've always done. And obviously that's what the universe is definitely saying yes to. And so I finally said yes after years of saying no to all these incredible opportunities that come my way. But I finally got the green light, and before, I didn't. So, gosh, we appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you so much, and we love you unconditionally as much as we do ourselves.
Yes.
And everybody around who's making a difference
yeah.
and shining their light.
Yeah. And just be you and be the brightest you you came here to be. And then just get ready for the people that are going to come into your life. And you guys can all help. We can all help one another because I see us all coming together. Let's get rid of the separation, this illusion of separation. Let's let it go because I think, you know, the time is now. And that's what I'm choosing and that's what I'm following and that's what I'm a part of.
So we just want to let you know that we love you.
And thanks for listening. Have an awesome evening, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Mwah.
Woohoo!